Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success with Maria. My guest today is Alice Aliv, who helps entrepreneurs monetize their personality and expand their reach through publicity and unforgettable personal branding. Alice, I am so excited to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh my God. Okay. So I have so many fun questions for you. I can't wait to dive in. But before we begin, I love starting out with, what was the inspiration behind what you're doing today?
Yeah. So what I do today is a unique mix of personal styling, personal branding, and PR, essentially. What led me here was a crazy path. I usually like to say that I started as a yoga teacher and now I'm here. I actually started in the wellness industry. And so the self-development path, really, that's what led me here. What I preach, what I share with people, what I share with clients nowadays, it's what has been the game changer in my life, in my journey. And essentially, that was through the lenses of personal styling and how that impacts the way we show up to the world and online nowadays, that which is how we do business mostly these days. And so that's been really the main thing for me, essentially stepping into your word, stepping into your power and showing up as your best self through this empowerment of owning your style, owning who you are, and that what happens is that you actually profit from your authenticity. People want to do business with you, but just because they love your energy, because they love who you are.
I love that. And I love that you're talking about personal styling because it's so interesting as a marketer. And I've gotten my MBA and I know about differentiators, right? And being able to stand out of the crowd. I remember at one point I was thinking, all right, I want to start looking extremely different from others. Maybe I should dye my hair pink or something. I was really struggling with this, right? Like I wanted to have my own color. You know how like certain people, you just kind of associate certain styles of something with them. Like, I don't know the name of the Vogue lady that has like kind of just like straight
bangs. Anna Wintour. Yeah.
Thank you. Like she's got her style. She's had that hairstyle and the big glasses forever, right? But that's her signature look. And I've been trying to figure out my signature look for so long. And I'm like, God, I don't know if I'll ever have one, but walk us through the process. How do you help people really come up with their personal style that can then help them become very unique and build their brand, right? So that people can remember them.
Oh, that's such a good, juicy question. Comes fully packed with so many goodies. Where to begin? Oh my gosh, I love this. Honestly, the way I start, the way I lead my work with clients is getting to know you on a personal level. That's why I usually say that I started as a yoga teacher, as an astrologer, and now I'm here because indeed, astrology started through astrology. When I used to work as an astrologer, I would focus a lot on vocational astrology and business astrology. And just because these are the things that have always come so natural to me, and I would love to see who is your ideal target audience according to your soul's blueprint. Who do you come here to serve? What are the main things about your personality that people naturally love about you? And more often than not, these are the things that actually we take for granted and we don't realize about ourselves. So that's why it's so amazing and a life-changing opportunity to have someone mirror that back to you through any sort of self-development and self-awareness tool. That can be astrology, that can be coaching, that can be human design, which is another tool that I am passionate about, and I also include that in my marketing for myself and for my clients. So that's where I would prompt you to begin, just self-awareness and self-development and getting to know who you are. What is really that thing that makes you unique, right? Then we start to unpack what would that style, ideal style would look like if you are looking to change your style or more define your style. I feel like I always say that our style is ever-changing. I haven't found someone that says, oh, I'm good with my style. I know who I am. I have my, you might have your style today, but in a few years, you're going to change just because our style evolves as we evolve. And hopefully that is evolving because you are changing and growing as a person. And so you want your style, your personal style, your, you know, that public appearance that people see and feel also when they see you to resonate with the frequency that you want to show up as.
That's great advice. And speaking of style, it is ever changing. And I think it's also ever changing throughout the day sometimes, right? Like I know when I'm not working or I'm not meeting clients, I'm dressed in more, you know, like yoga pants and comfortable, and overall my behavior changes because of the type of outfit I'm wearing. But then when I'm going and meeting with clients, I might wear a blazer with jeans and high heels, and all of a sudden, you know, my posture is different. Now I'm in this kind of business sort of mental being place, right? And so, speaking of style that can really help people remember, how can women specifically define that and come up with something that's super unique? I mean, you mentioned that speaking to people, you know, friends and family who can maybe highlight what's so unique about you, right? That could definitely help. But as we're solidifying how we want to be remembered, right? Like what's that one thing that I want to consistently have every time I'm presenting myself to the world so that people, even if they forget who I am, even if they forget my name, that one thing, whether it's that color or whatever it is, a color jacket that I constantly wear everywhere I go, or if it's my hairstyle or whatever, what advice do you have for women specifically to kind of solidify what that one thing could be?
That's a great question. Let me think about it for a minute. So number one, especially when it comes to personal branding, a lot of people, myself included, we might feel limited by the thought of having a personal brand and that defining you and putting you into a box. Oh, you are a publicist, so you do this thing, and in 5 years' time, you might want to switch to tech or fashion, and then how is that going to impact, right? So I definitely resonate with that idea of, oh, I don't want to limit myself or put myself in a box because I am ever changing. So that's one thing to take into account. We are always changing. Our passions, our interests are changing. And so our personal brand is also always changing with us. So the way I like to approach this question is essentially thinking, what do you want to be known for? And what do you want to be number one at? These two questions, while they might not answer at all, they will prompt you to just dig deeper into yourself. And I also like to bring this understanding and acceptance that this is in the now. What do you want to be known for right now? Knowing that that will change, knowing that your style will also change. So while my branding right now might be bold colors, red and leather or animal print, whatever that may be, I might evolve into a more softer, chic look in the future. So I don't like to necessarily commit to your personal brand being your colors, for example, or your typography. Sure, it's all of that. Branding is so much more than that. It's how you dress, how you show up, the words you speak, everything, the services that you offer and so forth. But essentially, with the one thing that people are going to remember you for, they might forget your name. You know, that always happens with me, actually. I always forget people's names. But one thing that I will never forget is, one, how I felt around them. And essentially, that comes from your frequency, your energy. And I might be talking a bit woohoo for some people, but if you think about it, like you mentioned yourself, and I wholeheartedly agree, right? When we are wearing yoga pants, I'm feeling one type of way versus when I'm wearing high heels and my silk dress, I'm feeling completely different. So the energy that you embody at any given moment, that's what people catch on when people don't even realize. You know, it's so subconscious, the art of aesthetics, right? We always feel drawn to beautiful things or for things that feel aesthetically aligned. So your frequency, your energy, how you show up and how you treat people, how you're feeling at any given moment, that's the one thing that's going to be memorable, despite, you know, colors or clothing and all of the rest is just going to add on to that. It's just going to help you, even yourself, embody and step into that type of frequency that you want to be reminded, remembered for.
Yes. Wow. How does astrology play a role in this? Let's say you're helping me and I'm trying to really solidify what is that style, right? Like, how do I want to be seen? And, you know, I'm going to, let's say, ask myself, what do I want to be known for at the moment, right? And then what do I want to be good at? And if it's, let's say, an entrepreneur, right? Then I obviously need to start thinking of, well, how can my style be somewhat related to an entrepreneur? But how would the astrology piece come to play in this? And does it even come to play?
Astrology for me is a foundation, is a groundwork. And like I said, it can be, if you're not into spirituality or these more holistic approaches, it can be any sort of self-awareness or self-development. Well, I always like to say that astrology, you know, when you get your birth chart read, for example, you're not receiving any new information. You're pretty much only remembering who you are, because we tend to forget. We get so conditioned over the course of our lives that we forget who we truly authentically are. And so whatever self-development and self-awareness tool that you have at hand, what I like to use astrology, number one, because that's been the game changer for me, my journey since very early on in my career and in my life. Since I'm 19, I've literally been applying astrology to my life, to finding myself in career. And that saved me so much time and money, finding out what I'm good at and what I want to do with my life. And now I'm very obsessed with human design. So these two tools, astrology and human design, I would highly recommend for anyone looking to understand themselves better and wanting to, like you asked, wondering how that energetics, how the unique combination of who you are, how that plays out in the world and in your business, and your not to mention the other side of the spectrum, right? In your family, relationship, friendships, and so forth. But speaking of business, you know, astrology and human design, they can really tell you about how you can show up more authentically so that you can actually profit from that authenticity. And the profit part, I actually bring on. The astrology doesn't necessarily say that, but I connect the dots and bring that forth. So how we can show up authentically amongst your community. So who is that ideal target audience? What channels, what places are you meant to show up and be part of? Also, what parts of yourself or your personality do you want to highlight? Not necessarily actually correcting myself. Not that you would want to show up and highlight of your personality, but what parts of your personality are more strategic for us to show up and position in such a way that will make you the expert in that field? Because not because we are faking till you make it, no, because it's literally who you're meant to be. And it's worth mentioning also that neither astrology nor human design nor any self-awareness tool, they are actually proper, none of this will tell you exactly what you need to follow this path. You need to do exactly this to a T. It gives you so many possibilities, so many options that are aligned with yourself and who you're meant to be in this lifetime. And you can choose. And from my experience, you have all these possibilities, right? A to Z. And that also changes and evolves over time. So you have a range of lines of subjects and ways that you can show up as. And let me know if that makes sense or if I'm digressing too much. But usually you pick up on things and then you learn other things in the way. And then eventually, you know, 5 years time, 10 years down the line, you have learned such unique different combinations of things from, you know, those different subjects that you've studied or different areas, industries that you worked at, that you then are able to create something so unique that only you could have made. For me, that's such a powerful gift that astrology gives, shines a light on, and that's priceless.
That's pretty incredible. I mean, you know, speaking of astrology, I've been obsessed with astrology since I remember I took a class in college and I was so obsessed with it, but I had in my mind that I want to go and study business because I was ambitious. I wanted to make more money, right? But then it wasn't until recently that I spoke to an astrologist, and the astrologist said, you know, looked at my sign and he said, you're, you know, as an Aries, you're like this, like that, whatever, which I was familiar with my sign and my personality. And a lot of the, like, he went a lot more in depth and talked about when to do certain things, how, and I found that so incredible how he was like, listen, communication is your thing. He straight out told me, and I had not spoken to him about anything. And at that time, I didn't have my podcast show, but for 10 years, I wanted to have my podcast show, but I didn't start it. And he said, communication is your thing. You need to focus on whatever it is that you're going to do is going to be tied to communication. And I was like, well, I have a marketing agency. Does that count? He's like, well, kind of. But what I see is you talking and communicating with people and sharing your thoughts. And at that time, it didn't occur to me that the podcast could be what he was referring to. And it took me a few years later on to figure it out. But I never got too deep into really, you know, it was just a simple conversation. He just asked for my date of birth, the year and place of birth and things like that. And he just gave me as a friend, just like a couple of pointers. But until this day, I look back at that day and I just like, I'm like, wow, okay, there's really something to astrology, especially when it comes to business. But I've just never really looked into it seriously. So if people are listening and they've had their own experiences with astrology, reading and so on, what advice do you have for them? What are some ways that they could get into it and really understand more and benefit from it?
That's amazing. That's so kismet, like we say in this world. And that's really how things happen. Amazing. So if you already have some knowledge of astrology, if you already have had your chart read and you have, let's say, a PDF or an audio version of it, you can look back into your specific houses, the second house, sixth house, and the 10th house. These are your career, money, branding houses, essentially. The signs, the planets that are there, the elements of the signs as well will show you the most auspicious ways and paths for you to focus on and invest your energy into, just essentially thrive. Because I always like to say that once we align ourselves with what's really meant for us, we can just flow rather than hustle. You know, things just come naturally for us. The universe conspires in our favor. So look at the second, sixth, and 10th house for tips on your career, on your branding, on ways to make money. That's the second house, how you can make money more easily and, you know, effortlessly. Sixth house, here's your day-to-day. What is your ideal environment? You know, once I understood my sixth house, I finally understood why I never lasted longer than 6 months in a job, because I need variety. That's why I'm in marketing, because every day needs to be something new and different for me. Otherwise, I get bored. So this is such priceless information. And the 10th house, one of my favorites, it shows you the lines of business that you're likely to focus your energy on. And also, if you look at it through the signs and planets, and also the aspects of the planets, which I like to say is basically how the planets in your chart communicate with each other, whether harmonically or more challenging. Whatever you have in the 10th house, that's how you meant to show up. That's your branding, essentially. So that's how you play that out in your life. And also taking into account the first house, which is your persona, is the first impressions that people have of you, whether you want it or not, is how people perceive you naturally. So astrology is not only your sun sign, nor your moon sign or rising sign. It's so much more to that. And even what I just mentioned, there's so much more to business astrology than what I just said, but just keeping it short, that's if you already have some sort of knowledge or access to your birth chart. If not, there are plenty of apps that you can find this information, or yeah, just connecting with a trusted astrologer or friend that knows about this stuff. I highly recommend diving into it too. Essentially, the investment is always returned 100 times more.
I agree. And I feel like, you know, we're so connected to our signs. I'm a huge believer. Everything that is said about Aries is everything that is describing me, who I am. And at times I've tried to change myself in ways that you know, I'm a leader, right? Aries is a leader. And then a lot of times I was like, I'm tired of being a leader. I don't want to be a leader anymore. I just want to be a follower. I tried, but guess what? I would still lead the leader. And so it's like at times I was just like, maybe I should just give in and just accept. And speaking of that, when you understand who you are, how you are, you start loving yourself as you are, and you don't waste energy on trying to change it. Instead, you just take the parts that you love and it's effortless and amplify that. And that's where, you know, you start making more money and you become more successful and you end up doing stuff. But I think a lot of the challenge lies in how do you select one or two things? Because obviously, you know, when you're doing too many things at times, that could be, you know, you're pretty much doing nothing, right? Because you're barely moving the needle with certain things. So I think, you know, I've had friends who have had their astrology, you know, read, and they would tell me that it helped them solidify what's that one thing that they should stick with. And so, but speaking of, you know, our listeners who might be interested in connecting with you to help them with, you know, solidifying that one thing, solidifying that style, you know, what, how are they going to present themselves out there and build that brand? How can they get a hold of you? How can they get in touch with you, work with you?
Let's connect. I always like to lower the barriers and get to know people on a deep level, whether we are working together now or in the future or through in different ways, right? I love connecting on Instagram. My handle name is @itsAliceOlive. I'm sure that's going to be listed in the show notes somewhere. Or on my website, aliceolive.co. And I'm so looking forward to hearing also what I love connecting with people over is what, you know, there's, you know, one question. Let me remember what question it is. Who are you evolving into? Who are you becoming? And how your style is changing together with it? So that's something that I would love to hear from you. If this podcast resonated with you, with your moment right now, I would love to hear your question to that.
I love that. I'll be one of those that can come and tell you mine.
Yeah, I'm so curious to hear.
You've been a pleasure. I wish we had more time because I do want to get into, I'm sure I'm going to have you back on the show because I do want to talk a little bit more specifically about astrology, because I do find that a lot of my friends have benefited tremendously from it, and I would love to learn more, and as I'm sure my listeners would as well. But thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Let's connect soon again. Bye.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.